of memories of Maud Dalgetty of early days in Palmerston North.
Johnson told me after Mother died. Did I tell you about that?
No.
Watson Brothers, I don't know what it is now, it's no longer Watson Brothers. But anyway, it was UFCA in those days. And when people saw her carriage outside that store with a pair of horses and Walsh, you know, with the reins, Mr. James Johnson said people used to stop and wait to see her step into the carriage.
That was because she'd learnt it in Moscow, is that right?
No, St. Petersburg. She'd had 2 years a companion to Russia. Russian princess in St. Petersburg. I don't know if she ever went to Moscow, but it was St. Petersburg she talked about. And she and this other child with whom she shared the governess, she shared the governess with her and paid her share of the governess by speaking English. Mm. That was how she paid for a share of the governess. And these two children were the only, these two girls, I should say, were the only children taken to the balls. They were taken for 1 hour. And Mother said, what's the most magnificent sight? A ball at the palace. And she said, there were mirrors right down one length of the wall. And she remembered dancing down the length of the room and watching her feet in the mirror that she ran, watching her own feet in the mirror that she danced down. Chain round the square gardens in those days. What's it got written at the top of that?
No, it's not square.
Tie the horses up. Before I can remember the traction engines, you know, to flatten out the gravel for the roads. That we went out sealed up down now.
Yeah.
No white line down the And, yes, the pavement. Is there still a pavement? Around the gardens?
No, not now.
Well, there is a pavement right round there. And there's the place of tying my horses up. And you see it was shrubbed more than the garden. And that's St. Patrick's must. It was in Broad Street. Broad Street as it was then. I presume those are lamp posts. These.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would be. Now, which is, you see, that's much more modern photo. I can't remember, that would have its date on it, and but I remember the grand, the bank stand there. Why am I going to party?
How many horse troughs would there be? Several?
I think so, but I can't remember exactly where they were. I can remember Bennett's bookshop in the square. And Mr. Bennett, who was very keen on prohibition, coming to Father and asking him to sign something, and Father said, no, if we start saying what people can drink, we'll be saying next what they can read. And then will you be allowed to sell some of the rubbish in your shop?
We got that full?
And or something to that effect. And I remember Park's bookshop. That was on the same side of the square at the corner of the Grand Hotel. And the Leary's chemist shop and Ross's Bonarchery.
Yes.
I can remember all of them. And I remember when Father Dorr came back from the war, Mr. Devine of the Empire Hotel, that's right, isn't it, came in his car. We still only had horse and trap. But Mr. Devine came in his motor car and pitched Father to go to the station to see Father Dorn, who was on his way to Foxton, where he died, you know.
He was making a noise.
He was, I think he'd been wounded in the back. Anyway, my brother Pierce, when he was in camp outside Cairo in 1950, 14 and 15. I think the father said there's a very nice artsy young priest here, Father Dorn. And so Father said he'd like to meet him when he came back. You seem to appear to have been killed. And Father said he was very nice. I don't remember that priest at all, but I do remember Father Doherty. He was up in Nantai Happy afterwards, and I remember it, I was in Mangaweka. And he came up to the hotel and I was talking to him. And he remembered that Molly and I were very friendly with the Lachmans, who of course were his flock, the Lachmans. And he was very nice, very friendly, and he knew we were Anglican. I told you about Father Patterson of St. Peter's, of St. Patrick, I mean, of St. Patrick, who was Father's friend before. Father was on the history of all Saint Thomas and not. One of his special friends who used to go and see him when he was a bachelor was Father Patterson of St. Patrick's. And when my brother, it must have been in the 80s, because my brother Piers was born in 85, so it could have been the end of the 80s, beginning of the 90s that he was here. But when Piers was killed on Columbia in 1915, the best letter simply that Father got was from Father Patterson from Auckland, who was by that time not Nathaniel Patterson. He wrote to Father. He said, of course, I haven't seen him since he was a little boy, when he reminded me of Bubbles, Pears, soap advertisement. And Mother said, yes, that's quite right. I remember he called him Bubbles. What can I tell them about? Nell Scanlon shouldn't be forgotten. When I left school, Molly and I left school, we went to her to learn shorthand and typewriting. That was in 1915. She had an office in Rangitiki Street and used to typewrite for the boys. And then I don't know whether it was before or after that, that she had something to do with the paper, the newspaper. Now, was it because she said she used to come home down Church Street? She lived with her sister, Mrs. Rogers, at the corner of Alexandra Street, as was then, and Church Street. And she said she used to walk in the middle of the street, passing the back of our place, the back onto Church Street, because the guns, the blue guns, seemed to be chattering. There were big blue gum trees there. And she said that she used to frighten her a bit. So she walked down the middle of the street. Didn't keep to the pavement. But I think her books were very good, a lot of them. She was in England for a good many years. And then she got a house at Paraparam, wasn't it Paraparam? Now called it St. Jude's Cottage. And she had a little motor car, and she came up to stay with us on the farm at Mangawitter, didn't she? However, she must have come by train, because when Johnny took her to the Happy Station on the train, they had to go up north. She she said, "Now be careful with my hat box." And he said, "It's very heavy. What's it got in?" "Oh, my typewriter." Typewriter was her most precious. She was all that delightful to meet. She was most amusing to talk to. I don't know how many books she wrote, but I think they're very good descriptions in them of life then. And Rosemary Reese of Gisborne, she and her sister had a school, a small school in Gisborne, and she wrote a book called The Lake of Enchantment about Lake Waikaremoana, and it gives a beautiful description of Waikaremoana before it was, I don't know what they did to it, but they spoilt it.
The hydro scheme.
I don't know exactly what they did. I remember going up there in, it must have been in the 20s, mid-20s, and you drive up, and when you get on the level there, you think you're going, at least you did then, think you were going to look down on the lake and sit there it was in front of you.
Mm-hmm. That was very different.
I remember the surprise we got having the lake and the level just above the level with us and beautiful to look at. Well, I don't know, I haven't been for a long time now. I don't know what it looks like now. But I went after it. Did they drain it or something?
No, they built a hydro scheme, a hydroelectric scheme.
Mm. And it was quite different. It didn't look quarters enchanting as it did before they touched it. We saw it.
I don't remember it at all.
And Dorothy Turner was an artist. She did a lot of lovely watercolours, didn't she? Frederick and Susan have got one I bought. And she did lots of mixed of tints, etchings. She did lots of those. She practically started. Could she have learned from Herkimer? What were his dates? Herkimer's dates. That she learned from him. H. Can you read what it says there about Herkimer and what are his dates? But I have an idea that she actually learned from him.
1840 to 1914.
Oh, yes. Well, that's right then. That certainly covered Dorothy. Yes. Yes. Dorothy Turner was very gifted. She did a very nice frieze at Natara Girls School. Well, it's of native plants and birds, I suppose. I know it may only have been plants. I never saw it. But think she taught at Mount Talbot for a time. Haven't got any Dorothy Turners in the room, have we? There's something about her in one of my books, but I haven't discovered. It's the books upstairs now.
Mm-hmm.
But she was a Palmerston person. And would she? My sight is dead now. Manager of the Bank of Australasia that was then in Winchester, well, where it is now, but the wooden building, the old wooden building, of course she was born in 84.
Charlie, did you?
She was the first matron of Metsi Agricultural College. Mr. Nash, who was then, I don't know whether he was a member of Parliament or mayor of Palmerston.
Both, I think.
Yes. Well, I don't know which he was then, rang up and asked her if she'd take the job. She didn't apply for it or anything. And she said, oh, yes, she would, because the house in Alexandra Street, Victoria Avenue, is now, and it's 5 acres, was a bit much for her. She twice had burglars in, I think it was. You know, not bad, but enough to make her feel she must be more careful. And of course, there was a swimming bath and tennis court and an orchard there, which had been my parents' home, where we moved in 1915 when the government bought the house Stapleton, 2 acres in Main Street. We moved there in 1915 and that was sold while she was in England, wasn't it? In 1935, well then what did she do when she came back from England till she went to Massey? I can't remember what she did, because Massey didn't open till 29.
Yes, about that.
No, she was still there in 1930 when I came back from England. It must have been in the 30s she went to Massey, but I have no idea what. Yes, it was sold in 35, and she went to Nancy in 38. But what did she do for those 3 years?
She was
What's that?
She was 28.
What?
28.
Well, isn't that right? Cuthbert, I can't remember which was first, the last or the Bonnie House, but they rented it, and then I was and lived there. But Charlie still paid the gardener once a week or twice a week he went. And of course they had no horses, so they didn't use the stables. And she must have sold her pony and the trap and the horse. And then the place was sold when she was in England in the 1935. But when I came back from England the beginning of 1930, she was still in the house in Alexander Street. So that's, and then she built this after she left Massey and lived here till she died Christmas '61.